guys, welcome to a new episode of In Other Words with Danielle and Zara.
So this is a podcast where we talk about a wide variety of different subjects, from weird lyrics to history. So in other words, we talk about
all the things. How exciting is that?
Yes, very exciting. This podcast is with Danielle or Zara.
Or Zara. We don't know. We're trying to decide. Okay.
That's what Danielle did in our sound check today.
Yes. Okay, so we are recording our Q&A episode today, which is the second time we're recording
this. I forgot we had a podcast.
Me too.
Genuinely.
Me too. Zara, what have you been up to?
This isn't our first time recording this year. Yeah. Yo, what have I been up to? So much, but so little.
Oh.
That's how I feel.
Tell us your exciting update. I still live in KZN. Yes, but...
I live in KZN, but
you have a friend.
My bestie lives in KZN now too.
Not me. The other one.
No. So the other bestie,
the boy bestie,
is not quite on the same level, but
it's
he'll
okay.
be
one day.
So yeah. He lives in KZN now. So I have a friend. Yay. And he's currently having coffee with the friend because it took him about a day. To meet this friend.
How unfair is that?
Did I tell you about this friend that he's with?
You didn't.
Yes. Do you know why I didn't tell you? Because I wanted to tell you on the podcast for the first time.
Okay, I'm excited.
So, teaser, I'm going to tell you the story about their friendship, their blossoming friendship at the end of this episode.
Okay.
Because it is something
so
from
good.
A movie.
Can't wait.
Cool. So, yes, we recorded this in January. Danielle, what has changed in your life since we had a podcast and then we went on a hiatus?
Yes, accidental hiatus. I went gallivanting in Italy at the end of January. Yes, just
I think
under
we're
3 weeks,
we should do an episode on that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you about what it's like to live in Italy.
Yeah, well, I lived there for like 2 and a bit weeks.
I never didn't want to leave.
I didn't want to leave. It was amazing. All I can say is if you're at Stellenbosch University, make sure that you follow Stellenbosch International, Stellenbosch University International on Facebook, and keep up to date with their opportunities to go abroad. That's what I did. And they paid for my flights. They paid for the course fees, everything. So
fantastic.
Definitely keep up to date with them. That's our...
Why couldn't they have paid for everything else? Like spending money and stuff too?
I don't know.
And then why couldn't they pay for you to come visit me too?
I don't know, Zara. Maybe if you start an interesting winter school, then I can come and visit you.
That's actually the plan. I'm working on a really cool course at the moment.
Nice. Can't wait. Okay, should we just jump into this episode?
Yes. So, for those of you who are used to watching on YouTube, we have decided from here on out until undecided future, we are going to record without video because we actually want to get episodes out to you. Mm-hmm. And editing is going to be so much simpler if we only do audio. This is a podcast after all, so I'm sorry you don't get to see our faces. Yes.
I'm joking.
And yes, also problem number two is my laptop camera sometimes feels like it's at a trance party and starts doing some dodgy stuff. So to avoid epileptic fits for people watching, we thought that it would be healthier and better for everyone if we just did audio.
Yes.
Cool. On to the episode, a Q&A.
Whoop, whoop.
Where did we get these strange questions from? That is the question.
Well, don't worry, Zara. I'll tell you. So,
okay.
We asked you to send in questions about literally anything on SurveyMonkey. So everything that you sent is completely anonymous. And if you're like, how did I miss this? Well, you probably don't follow us on Instagram. So you need to follow us on Instagram.
Which is a problem.
At In Other Words _ podcast. And then every time we do an episode like this, you will find a link to go and send in all your questions or your stories or whatever the heck. And it'll be so fun. You have to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay.
And if you don't, terrible
you suck.
Of you.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
Let's jump in.
Okay. Cool. So again, we don't know who these are from. They are very, very random, and some people are really don't hold back.
No, but that's okay. Okay, should I start reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Give us the first one.
I think the first one is for you, mostly. Okay. How do I make new friends in a new town?
Shoot, I should have had Sean on for this episode.
Probably.
Okay, well, I don't know. So I've been living in Hilton, KZN for just over a year now, and it's still been a little bit difficult for me. I still don't have like close friends, but I also understand that takes time. I did eventually make a really good friend, shout out to Chelsea, who moved to Cape Town, so she sucks now. But I think firstly, ask around. Like, I ended up meeting Chelsea because I made it very abundant to like the older people in the church and stuff, like, I need friends.
Aww.
And so someone ended up sending my number to Chelsea. And then Chelsea messaged me and said, hey, I heard you in town. You have no friends.
Oh, that's amazing, though.
I'll try to be your friend. Yes. And then we set up a coffee and my phone died. And so I didn't get my alarm and stood her up on our first date. Don't do that.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Thankfully, she was a nice Jesus-loving lady.
Yes.
Then I think you need to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in your hometown or you've grown up in a space or you're even at like varsity or school or a big work environment, you don't have to put in much effort because there's just people around.
Exactly.
Whereas like if you've moved to a space where, you know, it doesn't come as easy, you actually have to put yourself out there.
100%.
So like, I don't know, join clubs or, you know, like for me, I went to a young adults gathering at a church close by because obviously I love Jesus and so... that's the place I went to. But like, if you like to gym, join like a
gym,
some class. Yeah. People like play hockey and frisbee around here. I don't know why they do
frisbee. Interesting.
Yes. So, and then also I think once you meet people, like ask people to go for coffee with you.
Mm.
It's so terrifying. Because it's like, oh, I barely know this person, but it's only ever going to stay like a surface level. I met you once, yeah. Maybe I'll see you in 3 months' time. Unless you like extend, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The hand. And also one thing that I would advise, and this is something that I was bad at, is accept invites. Like if people invite you somewhere. For me, I'm a sociable person, but at the same time, I love being alone and the idea of socializing.
Yeah.
I just want to nap rather. So if people send you invites, chances are you're like, oh, I'm not going to load a lot of people there. This is going to be intimidating. This is going to be exhausting. You're not going to make friends that way. So accept invites. Psych yourself up in the beginning. You'll probably be glad you went.
Yeah.
So yes.
Awesome.
This is actually a really good time to tell the Sean and Nick story.
It is. I was thinking that.
Yes. So obviously Sean is less social than I am. So how is he gonna make friends in this teeny tiny town?
Aww.
But so I met Nick. He's actually listened to this podcast.
I'll shout out to Nick.
Listen to this episode. Shout out Nick. So I met Nick last year at a church thing, and Shane, he was a really nice guy. He studied at UCT. And now he's a teacher at one of the schools, one of the high schools.
Cool.
And I'm not going to give away all his information.
Where does he live?
One of the high schools.
What is his address?
He actually lives on the high school property.
Oh, wow. So you really can't say the name.
No.
Oh, no.
And he was such a nice guy. But I remember after one conversation with him, I was like, he and Sean would get on like a house on fire.
Mm.
Like they are both just like nerds, like weird. Like I like maths.
Yeah.
And
oh, Jesus weird.
And
that. Okay, well, that's not
in
that
equal
weird.
Amounts, kind of.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I just like as I was speaking, I was like, wow, you would really get along with Sean. And so I told him about this many times, and I told Sean about Nick many times. And
yeah.
So a couple of weekends ago, I was like, okay, they need to meet. So we decide we're going to go for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sean and I get to the restaurant and he introduces himself to Nick. So they introduce himself and they're looking at each other like, you look really familiar.
Oh, no.
So it doesn't come like right away. They both went to UCT, but studied different degrees.
Yeah.
And it's a big campus, obviously.
Mm.
So they're like, And then all of a sudden it dawns on them that they met on a double date.
Oh, my
gosh. Sean's first year.
That is amazing.
So Sean was really not keen, but his ex dragged him on this double date.
Yeah.
He was not keen. And then afterwards he was like, oh, it actually wasn't so bad. I really liked that Nick guy. And then Nick's girlfriend at the time, like 2 weeks later, he's like, listen, we must hang out with Sean and, you know, his girlfriend. I really liked him. And she was like, oh, no, they broke up, because they broke up like 2 weeks after that.
Oh.
And Nick was like so bleak that he couldn't be friends with this Sean guy.
That is bleak.
So literally the rest of that afternoon, it was just like seeing two like soulmates fall in love.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I just sat there and had nothing to add of value to the conversation.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing how everyone's just connected. Hey, like, yeah,
so maybe the Lord put Sean and I together so he would move here simply so that he could be friends with
me. I think so. It's nothing about you, Zara.
Yeah. So the other idea is go on double dates where you currently live so that when you move, maybe.
Yes.
Yes. You'll see those people again. But yes, that was hilarious.
That is, yeah. That, I mean, that's just such an amazing coincidence. I love that. Like, that's amazing. Shame. So it was a bit easier for him to make a friend then.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, but I'm happy for him.
It's okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I...
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously agree with all of your tips and everything. And I will say I haven't had to go and make new friends in a new town like that. Although I was just in Italy, if you didn't know. But it was actually like, I don't know, just if you're with a group of
that's
people,
more terrifying if you can't speak a language.
Yeah, but everyone
the majority
could speak
of the people
English.
Around you.
Everyone there could speak English. Okay, so it was okay. But in our class, I mean, it was quite a small group, but just like people from all over the world and all that. But everyone got on so well because obviously we all shared the same interests. So I just want to reiterate, if you have a certain interest, you like to talk to people about that, find a way to go do that and you'll make friends. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Next question. Shall I read it?
Yes.
Okay. It says, what event in your life has shaped you or defined you the most?
Ooh, this is, I don't know, this is quite a difficult question for me because, if you had to ask me in high school the same question, I think I would say it was when my lung collapsed in 2013, like literally at the start of high school, which was really traumatic. I think it still did shape me. And before that, I would say I was quite just... I don't know, I feel like I was quite a worried person, but then after that, I sort of chilled out a little bit, and I was like, I can just leave things in God's hands, but now now I'm getting anxious again, I don't know.
But it's the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
Sorry.
I was so cured from my anxiety, I knew God was good, and then I became an adult.
Yes, and then everything sucks again. But I strongly believe that, I mean, I'm lucky enough not to have had like super traumatic or hectic events in that way, apart from like a lung collapsing, that like sort of shaped my life in that way. Yeah, that's pretty traumatic. But not even that, like it obviously doesn't need to be a traumatic event or anything. But I really feel like a lot of the choices that you make in life, those are really what shape you. As a person. So for example, like choosing to date someone or not to date someone, so like my choosing to date Devon at a young age, obviously that has shaped my life for real. I can't even imagine what it would have been like if not.
Even me, I can't imagine.
I literally can't even imagine. And then obviously choosing to go to Stellenbosch, choosing to study what I studied, sort of putting myself out there with, I don't know, scholarship opportunities or work opportunities. It's just the little things like that that I think really make the biggest difference for me personally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there were, like, when I was thinking about this, there were three events. It's hard to say, like, what event shaped your life, because I think mostly circumstances and choices.
Absolutely, circumstances shape
our lives. Mm. Yeah. But I think the most obvious one was when I gave my life to the Lord.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I didn't grow up, like, in a Christian home or whatever. Mm. So when I gave my life to the Lord, I was 15. Obviously, like, everything changed. My whole personality just changed.
It was bizarre, like amazing, but so bizarre.
Yes. So I think that will probably, I don't know if there's anything that will change me as much. Mm. Probably will be like parenting or something next.
Oh yeah.
Which is so far in the future. Goodness so gracious far. Me. And then also I think when I trigger warning, try to take my own life.
Yeah.
Matric. I think just reeling, it was more, not even the actual, like, day or, it's everything after that, like, reeling from that and actually, like, figuring out what was happening. That shaped me. I think it made me grateful for just the people in my life, for sure. But then also, like, it forced me to be intentional about my mental health in a way that I hadn't been before. Yeah. And then my other one was obviously moving.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Moving across the country. Yeah. Because I think it's taught me a lot about just what it's like to stand on my own two feet. And something that I feel like I'm getting better at is just like healthy boundaries in like every area of my life.
Yeah.
Like boundaries with people, boundaries in finances and stuff like that. And I almost think I needed to be thrown so in the deep end, in the darkness of KZN to learn these things. So I think, yeah, those would be my three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally went from like living at home, like having only lived at home, to moving to a different province entirely and having to do everything yourself. Like, that's a massive change.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was no like in between, like, oh, I used to pay rent, I used to pay like contribute. It was just like, nope, everything's new.
Mm-hmm. But you survived.
Yes. And I haven't starved.
It's amazing. And she got a nice new pan so she can cook so many nice things.
Yes, guys, Danielle and Devin got me a pan and I literally, it's been like, how long has it been now? Like 2 months or almost 2 weeks, or whatever. And I still get excited every time I use it.
That's how you know you've grown up. Like, oof, it's a bit sad.
I think the other pan is still in here and I don't know why I haven't thrown it or hit Sean with it or something yet.
Yeah, you can use it as a weapon, I think. Someone breaks in, just bah, not the nice new pan.
I'm actually going to put it on my passenger seat.
Oh, no. Okay, let's go on to the next question. This one.
Oh, I'm glad you get to read this.
Yeah, I'm not glad. Okay, I was a bit shocked the first time. But anyway, this is the question. Is nasal sex a sin? .. Question mark.
I just had a Mamma Mia flashback.
Okay. So I thought this was a typo the first time I saw this question. I was like,
yes.
I don't know. I'm sure you can all imagine what I thought
you
I
were
read.
Thinking.
Yes. But apparently no. Apparently nasal sex is indeed a thing. Zara, yes. I know that you prepared for this one. not anything else. So.
So I think there are two things we must establish.
Okay.
Firstly, what is a sin?
Ooh.
And a sin is anything that doesn't bring glory to God.
Yes.
It's falling short of his glory. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we need to establish what is nasal sex.
Yes.
And as far as I can tell, it's exactly what you're thinking, which is the worst thing ever.
Yes.
But that
there's two possible ways.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you just think
in
about
both
it,
ways,
you can
it's
imagine
stimulation with a nose and a non-nose.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so if we're asking whether it is a sin, or whether any sexual thing is a sin, mm-hmm. obviously if you're in the covenant of marriage mm-hmm. and you are, both people are comfortable and
mm-hmm. consenting,
there is a sense of sensitivity and consent, mm-hmm. then it can't be sinful, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, some people are into weird things and some people really aren't. However, I do not imagine how this can be pleasant.
No, for anyone, no matter what you do.
Yes. So for me, if you're doing something that is unpleasant for either of you, then that's not honoring God.
It's not the vibe.
However, fun fact, when I was Googling nasal sex, yes, that is in my search history, everyone. Yay. You're welcome, podcasters. I'm doing the real work for you.
You already are.
Is apparently, though, this is just random, but apparently the act of sex in general can really help sinuses and like open your nasal passages.
Wow.
So
just keep that in mind.
Maybe it's actually so good for you to have sex for your nose, not with your nose.
Yes, thank you for that.
The end, everyone.
Yes, the end. And yeah, I agree. You always have to think, okay, just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should do it.
That's what Paul said.
That's, yeah. What can I say?
Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, we can move on from that question.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so your first impressions of each other / how did you first meet?
Ooh, okay. So we first met in grade 9. We were in the same class. Yes. Zara was
Say to the person who asked this, you are clearly not an OG.
Yeah, it's really disappointing.
Because we discussed this in episode 1
mm-hmm.
of In Other Words. However, we'll quickly touch on it.
Yes, it's okay.
Grade 9.
Okay. Yeah, Zara was new to the school. She had been at a different school that she hated before that. My first impression. Okay, so we weren't necessarily close friends in grade 9, really. Like, we sort of grew to like each other more towards the end of grade 9 and especially in grade 10, yes. I think. But we were, like, kind of friends.
We were friends.
Yeah.
We were in the same circle. We had two friendship circles.
I did. So yeah.
It was depending on who you were
exactly.
with at the time.
Exactly. My first impression of Zara is just that she was so stressed all the time. Like... I did not know it's a person who was more stressed than Zara. And I also
about
thought...
grade 9.
Like, what are you stressed about in grade 9? Come on. That's okay. But you're allowed to be stressed if you're in grade 9. And yes, yeah, I also thought that you were Muslim, which obviously there would be nothing wrong with that. You know, I just, that's what I thought.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. And my name is Zara. It doesn't help the argument.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your first impression of me? If you remember.
I just remember that you were like really nice and you were quite quiet.
Yes.
Which is interesting because I think through the years you've come out of your shell mm. and I've become less like in your face. And
yeah,
so
you've become more like me.
Each other.
Yeah.
Yes. Every day I say, Lord, make me more like you and make me more like Danielle.
Thank you. I'm flattered.
So you were you were very quiet,
yeah.
But you were just really, really nice, like
mm.
very easy to talk to.
Mm.
You were the opposite to me in that, like, whatevs. Like, you worked hard, but you weren't like
I wasn't stressed about my marks
kind of thing.
In grade 9.
Yeah.
Grade 8 and 9, I really didn't care what marks I got. yeah. But yeah, and then we sort of also just became close because we liked the same music. Which was cool.
Yes, when I found out Danielle liked Birdie, mm. I was like, we are going to be together forever. And here
exactly.
we are.
Exactly. And here we are.
It's forever.
It was all Birdie.
Yes. Cool.
Okay.
Yes,
so
I liked
one?
Her.
Yeah.
Yes. Shame you have to read the bleak ones.
I do. Okay, the next one. What are your icks about each other? Ooh.
So when we first recorded this episode, I've never heard icks.
Really?
Maybe I'm
not
on
TikTok.
Active enough on social. Yeah.
If you're on TikTok, you don't know.
And then you told me, you told me what it meant, and I still haven't seen it after that.
Really? I haven't seen it much anymore. I think it's sort of like a dead trend.
Dying
/ dead trend at this point. But if you don't know, okay, I don't have an actual definition here, but an ick, it's actually more for romantic relationships. You don't really get icks with friends, as far as I know.
But to be fair, if people looked at like my Instagram or your Instagram,
I don't know,
or spent enough time in our photo galleries, I have more photos of you than I do of Sean. I mean,
yeah, it's not fair. I mean, I'm way better looking.
Exactly. But no, we are not romantically involved.
No, we're not. But an ick is sort of like that feeling that you get when something just sort of like disgusts you a little bit. So, for example, not even disgust, just like it sort of, it gives you the ick. What a good definition.
Spaghetti.
It's just
no,
like,
but like it makes sense.
Yeah. So just for example, like I'm trying to think of things that people have said. So on like a very small level, people have said if they're playing table tennis or ping pong with someone and then like they miss the ball and then they have to like crouch down and like run after the ball, they say like that can give them an ick about a person because it's just so unflattering.
That is weird.
Yeah, but
people
then on like
judgy.
Yeah. On a deeper level,
some,
it's like,
can my ick with Sean be the fact that he actually likes 2-minute noodles?
It could. Don't you like 2-minute noodles?
No.
None of them.
Do you?
I don't really eat it.
Because
but
you can make normal pasta on the stove and it takes just as quick actually.
Not 2
Why
minutes.
Why on earth would you want to eat 2-minute noodles?
You can mix it with other stuff and make a nice noodle dish. And it's pretty nice.
No.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Then on just a deeper level, it's like if you found out that someone doesn't brush their teeth, or let's say like you're dating a guy and you find out that, I don't know, he doesn't know how to iron his clothes, or he doesn't know how to wash dishes, or he still calls his mom and dad mommy and daddy. I don't know. Those can all be icks, I think. And obviously,
like big turn-offs.
Turn-offs, exactly. Turn-offs.
Feel icky.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say I have anything like that about you. Like, you're not a disgusting person to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I feel like we don't we're not in each other's space all the time.
Mm.
And even when we have been, I don't know, you're like hygienic and you eat nice things and you aren't annoying.
Thank you. Neither are you.
Yeah, I don't know. So for me, I took the question as, do you have like pet peeves with each other?
Mm.
And even that was really hard to think of.
Yeah.
Like obviously we're not like perfect people and we don't have like the perfect friendship.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have just a very like chilled, low maintenance friendship. Like we talk about really deep things, but it's not like, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
it's
we're
really
not
easy.
Yeah.
You
we
guys
just
should find a Danielle friend.
Thank you. Yeah, my pet peeve about you, Zara, is that your laptop camera is dodgy. That's like so annoying.
And now we're not recording the video and it hasn't started being dodgy yet.
I know, it's upsetting.
It's how it goes.
It's how it goes.
Yeah. I think the only thing that I think is the only time we've had like conflict like as adults is just like misunderstanding like WhatsApp messages.
Exactly. Especially like, now it's a long distance
no
friendship. Oh yeah, sorry.
Yes,
I don't use emojis.
There's no
really.
Emoji. No, do you know what I mean? Mm. So I think that's like the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's okay. I've started sending some stickers now so you can, I don't know,
thank
get
you
an idea.
So much.
Oh no, actually my ick about Zara is that she lives in KZN. I don't have
yes
anything else to say. Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever crossed physical boundaries in a relationship that you knew you shouldn't have?
Ooh, deep question. I'm just gonna say yes, and I don't have to
never,
go
never, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, never. Sorry, perfect people here. But yeah, yes, not in a terrible way, but Also because I started dating Devin at a young age, like boundaries have also changed
a billion years ago. Yeah.
So boundaries have changed a bit, but yes, definitely have crossed boundaries that I didn't necessarily want to. I'm not going to say.
But we're still virgins who talk about sex. Don't worry. No,
don't worry, guys. It's all brand.
Even when we get married, we're still going to.
Yeah.
Just in order not to hurt the brand, we're just going to stay virgins who talk about sex.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, guys. but yeah, obviously I'm not going to go into any detail because that's none of your business. So
weird.
There we are. Okay, yeah. Sorry, what about you?
So yes, for me, I also have. And yeah, I thought this would be a good time to actually just chat about like physical boundaries in general, just like some helpful tips if anyone needed any. Mm-hmm. Is I think, and I know that you don't do this, but I have found that this helps for me, has helped for me, is to write my boundaries down. Like, I'm just the kind of person where I write everything down.
Yeah, you're that person. I'm not.
I'm looking at a notebook of my notes of these questions right now.
Oh, that's cute.
Thank you. So write down your boundaries just because then you have them there and like you've discussed it with your partner that you both are on the set. They're literally the same page.
Wow.
Yeah. And then for me, I've always said make your boundaries stricter than they need to be so that if you should slip, you don't feel like your whole world is falling apart.
Yeah.
And you know, physical boundaries are always difficult. I think for me, depending on your personality, your so-called love language or whatever, your hormones, for me, I feel like I, compared to like when I was a teenager to now, like I find it, to be honest, find it so much easier now.
Which makes sense.
Yes.
You're becoming an adult.
teenage hormones.
Yes.
Yeah, but then the one thing I will say with boundaries is, like, God forgive. So if you've crossed a boundary, you're not going to hell.
No.
Please. But the one thing that has helped me so much just in having physical boundaries, and I think what Danielle will tell you is decide at what point you don't want to go and then just don't go there.
Yeah, simple.
So simple. For some of us, I think it is a bit more difficult and we like to justify and, like, toe the line and dance around things and look for gray areas. But for me, just don't be selfish. For me, that has been like the most helpful thing to remember is like, don't do something because you in that moment are wanting some sort of like high or gratification for yourself.
Yeah.
Like think about the fact that this is a boundary that you and the other person have chosen.
Yeah, exactly.
And so think about them as well. Sometimes it's a bit easier, you know,
100%.
Yeah, because now I think if boundaries are crossed, I'd feel worse for like crossing someone else's boundary than crossing my own.
That's a really good point. Yeah,
but yes, just don't have sex ever.
No,
just like that. So easy.
It's really easy, guys. You can do it. Don't worry. Okay,
it is doable though. By the way,
it is. It is 100%. Yeah,
Danielle and Devin are my role models.
Yeah, I am just someone who is not extremely affectionate, so like I'm probably I am probably one of the worst people to ask about it. Not that I don't have like any desires or anything. Like I'm not wired like that. You know, I'm built different.
You're not like other girls, Danielle.
I'm not like other girls or boys. I'm not like anyone. Okay, we can move on then.
Cool.
Okay, yes. Is it me now? Okay. Yes. Favorite movie? Ooh. Okay. Should I answer or do you want to answer?
Mine is Lord of the Rings.
Zara, you can't steal my answer. Zara has never watched Lord of the Rings.
I have.
No, she said she has, but she didn't actually.
You were there.
No, you weren't watching. You were on your phone.
I tried.
No. And you missed the first movie. Honestly. It's really disappointing. Okay, Zara, tell us about your favorite movie and then I can go to mine because I think I have a little bit more to say probably than you.
So I am not a movie person.
No.
Like, for real. I will watch a movie if I'm with someone and they force me to.
Yes.
We've
watched some nice movies together. So
We have. My two favorite movies are actually like probably rated under 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Who cares?
Because they are rom-coms. So The Proposal and Maid of Honor will just always be it for me.
Those are good movies.
And I'll watch those again and again and again.
Zara has frozen.
So, yes. And then animated, I do have my favorite animated movies. It's Beauty and the Beast, the old, the animated one. And then Shrek 2. Danielle and I love all things Shrek. And then Finding Nemo. And to be honest, I prefer series. So that's probably why I don't have many. Yeah, like if it was series, I feel like I could go on a lot longer. But in terms of movies, I'm not much of a movie person. Also, movies are long. I like short bursts of things. Instant gratification. I'm such a 21st century.
What's funny though is that like, if you end up binging a series, you've been watching way longer than a movie would have ever been.
But I'm not much of a series binger anymore, at least.
Yeah, it depends on me on the series.
To be honest, I don't think the last time I watched something was last weekend when Sean was here. We watched like an episode of something.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because I don't have a TV in my place. Mm. So the idea of having to take my laptop out of my laptop bag and switch it on. And
I get that.
Whereas before I just pressed a button.
Yeah.
So and lazy. I'm such a podcast person now. So.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
And I do crosswords all the time.
You do. I want to start doing crosswords.
Do it. Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
You're such an old lady. Okay, so for me, I always say I have three favorite movies. The first is The Lord of the Rings, and I know it's multiple different movies, but it's actually only one long movie if you really think about it. And you can watch it all in one go.
Think about it. Yes, I did.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Probably contributed to why I hated it.
Yeah, no, that's not the right way to introduce someone to Lord of the Rings. Like, it's really long. But you're also not much of a fantasy person, so...
No, I'm not.
Yeah. What
I like Harry Potter, but everything else, really, I'm not.
Yeah. What I love about Lord of the Rings, first of all, the characters are amazing. Character development is amazing. The music is amazing. Like, I have a Spotify playlist called Bangers, and it's basically all classical music, movie instrumentals, anything like that I really love. And it's all on there, and I love it, and I listen to that, and I'm just like floating around when I'm doing my work, but I'm actually just listening to Lord of the Rings music, and it's amazing.
That is lovely.
Yeah, and the story is, you know, it's like timeless themes, you know, it's a classic for sure.
It is, okay.
Yeah, and like, you know, the third movie, Return of the King, it has like, it won so many Oscars. It's like maybe one of the movies that won the most Oscars ever.
It's Oscar?
Oscar from The Office. Don't you?
Oh, yes. He was in The Proposal.
Yeah, he was. Okay, and then my other two favorite movies are Parasite, which is the Korean movie.
Which I really enjoyed. It's a really good movie. And I wouldn't mind watching again.
Yeah, I've watched it quite a few times. And it is wild. Like, there's just so many twists and turns.
Why did I watch it?
I don't know. I made you.
Danielle forced me to.
I did. And
when I say things, I mean them.
Yes. And the thing is, right, a lot of people won't watch movies, like foreign movies, because they don't want to read subtitles. And the only thing I have to say about that is you should grow up a little bit and just do it. Because
my boyfriend tells me that often. Yeah.
Like, you must have so many
foreign
movies.
Foreign movie person.
Yeah. Like, there's so many movies. It's not just Hollywood. Like, there's so many amazing movies out there. Okay, and then the third one is About Time. I am obsessed with this movie.
That's sweet. Do you know why I watched that?
I forced you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a sweet movie.
Yeah.
And I like Rachel McAdams.
Me too. I'm like, literally, I feel like every person will fall in love with her in that movie. She's just amazing. And
she's cute.
Yeah. And it's so much more than a rom-com. Like, I don't even classify it as a rom-com, really, because it's a lot about, like, a father-son relationship, you know?
I was going to say, it's more about the relationship he has with his dad.
Yeah, it's so special, and I love it. And if you haven't watched it, you should watch it ASAP.
Yes. Yeah. Good job.
Yes.
All right. The next one was, have you ever been in a car crash?
This person does not listen to all our episodes.
To our podcast. Mm-hmm. I think it was the first, was it the first episode of this season? The How You Doing episode, I think I spoke about my car accident. So I feel like I'm not going to get into it now. I'm just going to say yes. Yes, I have.
And for me, no, I haven't yet. Hopefully never. Okay.
Never. Never ever.
Yes. Okay. What's the best advice you have ever been given? Whoa, that's a big one. And once again, I still can't...
Be friends with Sara.
I still don't know. The first time I recorded it, I had like random things, but they were not really advice, so I don't know.
To be fair, guys, we should probably tell you why. We keep on saying we've recorded this twice. We're recording this for the second time because the audio was whack last time and because we just feel so much wiser now than we did.
Older and wiser.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yes. I was 23 when I recorded that.
And now you're 24.
And now I'm 24.
One step closer to having your prefrontal cortex fully developed. Next year, you'll be like the wisest you've ever been. And then it's all downhill from there.
Yay. Yeah. Okay. So for me, there are three that I could think of. So the first one was, and I can't say that this was like one person that told me this, but this was just an ongoing thing that people told me, specifically Carrie-Anne. Carrie-Anne is, she's a real one. And she spoke about how not everyone is going to like me, and that's okay. Like, it is okay if everyone doesn't like you. For me, it was like, I needed everyone to think I was the best ever.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I just couldn't sleep at night. When the reality is, like, I don't like everyone. I love everyone. Like, I don't particularly have problems with anyone. There's no one like I sit up at night with and I'm like, I want to kill you.
No. Good.
So, yeah, there's like no one that I go out of my way to like hate.
Yeah.
But I don't like everyone. And so it's dumb for me to expect that everyone would like me.
100%.
I'm not for everyone. Not exactly. Everyone's cup of tea.
Well, there's that saying that's like, you could be the juiciest and best peach ever, and there will still be someone who doesn't like peaches. So there we are.
Exactly. That sounds like something that Reese Witherspoon would have said in Legally Blonde.
It does, right? Yeah, that's a good point.
And then something that I think wasn't advice again, but it was something that people always told me, and then only when I started doing it I was like, oh my gosh, I should really do this more. And that's just be vulnerable and actually share things with people.
Yeah,
because it's actually not good to keep everything bottled up, guys.
That is so true.
Yes.
Yeah,
you can trust people and talk to people.
Yes.
And people will probably disappoint you because that's how life works, but that doesn't mean you should go your whole life hiding everything from everyone. Yes.
Absolutely.
And then my last one was, and this is something that I think Carrie-Anne has told me as I've gotten older a lot, is to guard my heart, but that sounds like a weird Christian phrase, so let me explain.
It is.
She said, by guarding my heart, she meant become aware of the things that really trigger my emotions so that when they happen, I don't completely fall apart.
Yes.
And like, it's been helpful because she's actually been able to say, Zara, I notice when this thing happens, it really seems to offset you. So we're going to pray that the Lord just really guards your heart in that area so that next time this happens, you can say, oh yeah, actually, this isn't the end of the world. And it was okay last time and it's going to be okay next time. And it's going to be okay this time. So just this idea of being aware of what triggers me emotionally so that I don't catastrophize a situation every single time it happens.
That's a really good point. Yeah. For me, okay, I'm trying to think. I think one of the big ones for me is just, it's not advice, but it's a little thing, like the worst thing someone can say is no. So just for example, I mean, I feel like this can apply with anything. If it's making friends, if it's applying for a job, like if you put yourself out there and it doesn't happen the way you want it to, like it's okay. Like
you're not gonna
the worst
lose
thing
anything.
Someone can say is no. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to lose anything. So I mean, I'm certainly someone who will think, oh, I'm not going to do this because, I mean, it probably won't happen for me anyway, so what's the point? And I'm like, imagine the amount
imagine
of opportunities.
Imagine Devin thought that for and real. Didn't go and shame. Try and...
Yeah, and I really did almost
make
say
you
no.
his lady friend.
Shame, that's I'm pretty sure we've discussed
just really it. Touch and go in the beginning there.
Yeah, it really was. Anyway, yeah, but yeah, I feel like it's a pretty simple piece of advice. Just put yourself out there because who cares really. And then yeah. another one is, oh, I can't even remember how this was said. It's like anything that is worth doing is like worth doing like half-assing it. I don't know if that's rude to say, but like, for example, you don't need to, if you decide you want to exercise, right? We all know exercising is good for us, but you don't need to throw yourself yes. into exercise. You don't need to do 2 hours of exercise every single day. You can do 10 minutes of walking. You can do half an hour of walking or yoga or whatever, anything that you like, you know, it's like anything yes. that is worth doing. Just start little by little. You don't
start.
Need to like,
yeah.
you don't need to do everything, you know, just do something.
Yes.
And I think, yeah, that's pretty important to me that's, as someone who likes to do everything.
yes.
But yeah, and those are definitely not the best pieces of advice I've ever been given, but
no,
I
but
literally can't think.
So. And they're also practical and easy and practical. Like advice that you'll use again. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like someone can give you the best wedding advice, but hopefully you're only going to get married once.
Hopefully,
so
yeah.
This
hopefully.
Is actually so wise.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know whose turn it is to read this question.
I think it's me.
Okay.
Okay. So, will you stay in South Africa? South Africa?
South Africa.
Do you have hope for this country?
Ooh. Okay. So, we did also talk about this in our first episode. I will say that things have changed for me even since we last recorded this episode. Okay.
Hectic, yeah.
So this is what I will say. I love South Africa. I think it has so much potential. And it's a great place to live. Like, you have a really good lifestyle here. It's beautiful. The people are amazing.
Depending on who you are in the country, not everyone has a great lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The person with the smartphone that sent this message.
Yes.
This is who you're talking to.
Yeah.
You probably have a decent lifestyle.
Yeah. What I mean mostly by this, by like having a good lifestyle, is that things are relatively cheap to do here in comparison. Like, even if you just ignore exchange yeah. rates and things like that, like the things we can do here, it's so cheap. It's actually ridiculous.
Wine farms.
Wine farms. I mean, literally doing anything, hiking mountains, swimming in the sea, going out to eat. Like, we have it really good here. And obviously, the majority of the country does not. I will acknowledge that.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But yeah, I think for me, I don't actually have a lot of hope in our political system anymore, and I actually have no hope in our government anymore. Because it's okay, when Cyril Ramaphosa came into power, right? I think everyone had like a bit of hope, like, okay, things are gonna get better now.
Yes.
But
it's not Zuma.
It's been a while now. It's been about 4 years since he became president, and he's had a lot of opportunities to change things, and things just haven't changed. And things, yeah, like, we know that. If you watch the news, you know that. And yeah, also just in terms of load shedding, I actually can't see how it's going to get better. In fact, I would say it probably won't anytime soon.
Yeah.
And yeah, even like people always say like, oh, but in the next elections, like the ANC probably won't get over 50% anymore. So then other parties can come into power, but it's going to be a coalition government. And if we know how the political parties are here, they only care about their own interests and about their own party politics. Like, it's so rare that you find a political party who actually has the needs of the people in mind. It's all about like their own sort of ideology. So anyway, I will say I definitely do want to, I'm not saying like, oh, South Africa's the worst and everyone should leave, because every single place has its issues. Like, I really believe that. But I do think you can live a pretty good life in a different country. Just for example, like having been now, in Italy. Like, it wasn't my first time overseas. I'm fortunate enough to have experienced that. But being able to be on functioning public transport and being and feeling safe walking around at night as a woman is like, you don't get that here. And I think it's just so bleak because we could have that, but we don't, you know? So I think obviously wherever you go, there's going to be issues. But yeah, this current point, what I'm feeling is not a lot of hope, but I do have hope in our people. So if we can like, I don't know if we can get things going.
It's awesome. The current government and the current political climate, not the every single person in this country is corrupt.
Exactly.
Because I'm not corrupt, obviously.
No, you shouldn't be. It's illegal. No. And another thing I will say is what I've come to realize is if you are studying maybe like a this is just my impression that I've received from like being overseas now, is if you have like studied political science or like any social sciences degree, the opportunities over there are actually like, it's so much more than over here. Like they sort of value that work a little bit more than we do. It's like, I often thought, for example, I don't know if I have kids and I'd want to be in South Africa, but it also like, if you just think about education opportunities, it's, I don't know. There's a lot over there, and I also really like the way they do postgraduate education. It's sort of different. But
have you told your parents now?
What?
That you're going to get married and have their grandkids far away.
Yeah.
And they'll never see them.
Never see them, no. I mean, listen, I have not planned out my life at all. It's just things I've been thinking about. But I will say I have loved living in South Africa. Like, I'm not extremely I mean, this has sounded really negative, but for the most part, I really like it here. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Zara, on to you.
For me, I've always had this opinion, and I would probably have this opinion anywhere I lived, was that the grass is always greener. And so I think wherever we live, we tend to romanticize what it would be like to live somewhere else. That being said, like, I think living in KZN has made me realize how much I love Cape Town.
Yeah.
And so I think if I were to stay in, and like, listen, no hate to KZN. Like, people here think Zara thinks she's above everyone else. And it's not that. It's just, I lived in Cape Town and things just worked.
Things work.
Okay. Yeah. Granted, we are in this electricity crisis, but apart from that, like, things just worked. Mm. And so for me, that's pretty vital. And it is just a beautiful place, so I can't imagine staying anywhere else in the country just based off experience. But for me, I think that there's always hope, but we also have to look at reality. And so how things can change, but the question is, will they? And because of the state of a country is governed by the state of their current administration, it's solely based on that. And because hope for the country means that there needs to be systemic infrastructural change, that kind of change is not just something we can hopeful and then it changes tomorrow.
It has to be work for it.
So for me, it's like, if I have hope for this country, that hope has to be a very long-standing hope. You know, but at the same time, I think the reason why I'm not too stressed is I've always had this opinion that wherever God tells me to go, I will go.
Yeah,
regardless of, you know, the situation. And I feel like I think that I'd like to think that I would have the ability to find contentment wherever I am, wherever God puts me. But South Africa is definitely not the best place to live in terms of things like safety and like public service. And regardless of whether I live here forever or not, like, I really want to travel.
Definitely.
Like, for me, it's really important. And I'd really like to be given the opportunity to see all the places.
Yeah. Hopefully someone will just give you so much money all of a sudden for no reason, just for fun.
That's the plan. I'm looking around. I haven't seen anyone yet, but...
It's okay. Maybe. You just have to have hope, you see.
Amen.
Okay, then I'll... Okay. Last question. Okay.
Yes.
How do I learn to love myself through God? Ooh. This is a nice one.
For some reason, I want to sing a Justin Bieber song, but I won't.
You can go. And,
I don't know.
Yeah. I think just for me, it's important to remember that God has made you in His image and He's made you for a reason. And just going off those things alone, like you're not just here by accident. And you're not just here because God was like, haha, that'll be funny and let's just make them so silly. Like, no, He didn't do that. He made you for a reason and made you like Him. Well, not like Him, in His image. So, yeah, I think those are two pretty good reasons to love yourself through God. Like, if you think how God sees you, like, what you could see yourself in that way as well, you know? But Zara, you are the... theologian here.
I knew you were gonna say that. I thought you were gonna say you're the pastor. I think for me the fundamental thing is you were made in His image. So if you see God as perfect and you consider yourself someone who loves God, that to not love His creation, there's a little bit of like a disconnect and like a misalignment there. So I think first it comes down to actually realizing, okay, I've been made in God's image, and also Jesus died for me. You know, it's like
there has to be something really worthy there.
That important. Yeah. Yes, like God must have seen worth in me that He Himself put there in order for Him to die for me. Because we're to die for. But I also think that it comes with actually like taking your thoughts captive. So if you feel like you don't love yourself very much, it's probably because of the things you're thinking toward yourself. And so often what I say to people is, if you have this thought, ask yourself, would you say that to someone else?
Or the younger version of you.
Someone else?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you probably wouldn't, because you recognize that they're a person made in God's image. And so to kind of think less of yourself is to step on something that God's created.
Exactly.
And has said, this is very good. You know?
Exactly.
And I think often when it comes to like self-hatred and all of these things, I think we often have to go back to what are the root places of my low self-esteem. Because I think that, I don't know, for a long time, I think I didn't like myself for a lot of reasons. But even knowing I was made in God's image didn't necessarily help me on a practical day-to-day level. But when it was like starting to get to the root of things, like I don't like this about myself because I fear rejection and because I was rejected by my dad. And so it's like, okay, let me try and figure out who God is in the father role in my life. And I don't like myself because this person said this to me. Okay, but like, let's actually look at that and say, okay, how fair was the statement? How true was the statement?
Exactly.
If there's value to that statement, maybe I can look at improving myself, which we all can. Or is what this person said actually completely false? You know? And so it's like, find the root behind your like self-esteem issues. But then also surround yourself with people who will remind you that you are loved, you know?
Exactly. And uplift you.
It's like, find people who you don't have to question whether you're good enough to be in their company.
Exactly. There's that saying, and I'm pretty sure I've already said it on one of the episodes, but it's like, you shouldn't be around people who...
Don't say your vibe.
No. People...
It's like you say that every episode.
It's true. Don't be around people who make you feel hard to love. You're not hard to love, you know?
No, God doesn't find you hard to love. And if anyone has a right to find you hard to love, it's God, because he is God.
Yeah.
So if He doesn't, then no one else should. And if they do, then
bye-bye.
Next.
Thank you, Ariana. Ariana, yes. What are you doing here? Okay. That's a TikTok sound.
Okay.
Yeah, but
yes, I think that is very wise. Slash first question.
It's bad. I think it's the most important one, actually.
Yeah, it was, how did the you be with the yes or no? To that, my answer is no.
For me, I actually would say yes. So maybe we should discuss that later.
Yeah, we'll discuss it after the episode.
Yeah, don't worry.
So I actually have a question for the people.
Ooh.
Is that okay if we end on this?
Yes, please.
So my question is, are you following us on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, _ podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Are you subscribed to us on YouTube? And
yes.
Are you following us / subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the places?
Mm-hmm. Those are good questions.
Have you rated us 5 stars?
That's the real question. You can't rate us lower than that. It's illegal.
No, exactly. And have you reviewed? I don't think I've ever reviewed a podcast, to be honest. I think I'm feeling guilty
now. I just give stars.
I feel like I should go and review. I also always give stars. And comments. We like comments.
We do.
We're nice.
Yes.
Even if they're mean, like, they're very funny. But leave nice ones.
Yes. Not random ones. We get the most random comments sometimes. And I'm like,
oh,
I don't even know how to respond to this. And no. I usually don't if it's too random.
Actions speak louder than words, Danielle. Honestly.
That is true.
Okay. I think that is the end of our episode. Guys, we're going to try and be better at releasing now that we are just going to do audio and Danielle's going to start learning some editing skills. And
Deva needs to teach me.
I'm
going to
try and be a little bit helpful in life.
You are helpful. You just tell me what to cut. You see? I'll be like, pa, 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 done.
Cut it. Where is that from?
Yeah. The hairdresser.
Cut it. Is it like Camp Rock or?
Oh.
You are cut or something. It's some Disney thing.
Yeah. I have no idea, but
someone
that sounds so
familiar.
Someone
can hit us up and tell us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good. Okay. What is our outro, Zara?
Okay. Yes. Well, if you loved this episode,
mm-hmm.
remember that sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, share this with
all of your friends.
Literally everyone.
Everyone you ever meet, ever.
All the time.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Peace out.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
We are going to do this podcast forever and we're never ever going to have nice outros. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I don't know how many people listen to the end, so it's okay.
No. But if you did, you're a real one.
You're a real
one. Okay, bye.
Bye.